Alex Sorensen, Alex Sorensen, put June 30th for this. Let's see. June 30th, and his date of birth is 12/18/61. This is a 63-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of prostate cancer with bony metastasis, chronic pain. He also suffers from COPD, protein calorie malnutrition, atrial fibrillation, weight loss, increased pain, hits of schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, as well as history of bladder cancer, period. The paragraph, he has a large abdominal aneurysm that's inoperable as well, period. One thing I've noticed is that he's hunched over. He has a hard time walking. He's using a cane, but most of the time he's not using, he will not use his cane. He's at a high risk of fall, period. He's unsteady on his feet. He has pain issues, which requires pain medication, period. In the paragraph, his caregiver tells me that he's totally ADL-dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent most of the time, period. His PPS is at 40%. His O2 sat today was at 96% with a heart rate of 110, period. He does have oxygen available to him. He desaturates very quickly, and he requires oxygen on a regular basis, period. In the paragraph, his LMAC has dropped down to 20.5 at this time related to his weight loss, which is unavoidable related to his multiple cancer with bony metastasis, period. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. He also has 1+ pedal edema related to his protein calorie malnutrition. He tells me that he's requiring more and more of, he does not like to be on oxygen, but he requires more and more oxygen. He requires more and more oxygen because he comes very short of breath. He's quite debilitated as well. He's at a high risk of fall. I encourage him to use his cane. His MAC is down 0.5 centimeter. His diet is down about, he's now eating only 30% of his food. He continues to decline on hospice with his current findings. And most likely has, again, less than 6 months to live. Thank you.